King from Iowa. Can you there's a whole bunch of people out here from Iowa. Hey, hey, hey.
Thanks, Ellie. Thank you. I'm Steve King from Iowa. And we are here to defend life. We're here from all over this nation to defend life. What a beautiful sea of people standing in this ocean of snow. And how beautiful is life. I want to thank you all for showing up today. It's great to see so many people dedicated to this most important battle of our lives. I especially want to thank the women who are helping to save women and babies by being silent no more. With your support, we'll continue doing whatever we can in Congress to prove that women deserve better than abortion and continue to stand up for the lives of the unborn. I do serve on the Constitution Subcommittee and the House Judiciary Committee with Chairman Steve Chabot and also the overall Chairman Jim Sensenbrenner. Proud to serve with all of the folks on our side of the aisle who all stand up for life. I would remind you that we did pass the ban on partial birth abortion. It's been overturned in 3 federal courts across this land. San Francisco, Nebraska, and New York. And now it goes to the appellate level, and then to the Supreme Court level. And I'll be inviting them and seeking to convince our chair that those judges who come with their extra-constitutional, convoluted constitutional decisions that create ideas like right to privacy from penumbras and emanations, which those of you out here who don't know what that means, it means, and you can look it up in Black's Law Dictionary or the or Noah Webster's Dictionary, it means in the shadows. Someplace in the shadows of the Constitution, they found a right to privacy that multiplied into a right to take the life of a baby, even when that little baby was born to the extent of being 1 inch from being able to fill its own lungs with air and scream for its own mercy. And that's a right to privacy? We will put an end to this, and the judges who rule against the will of the people will have an opportunity to defend themselves before our Judiciary Committee, if I have anything to say about it. And I want to give you one charge. You're here. You're standing up for life. You're marching for life. You're praying for life, and all of us are, and we need to keep this up until the day comes we can come here to celebrate the end of Roe versus Wade. The president has spoken, and he will nominate justices that are originalists, strict constructionists, and that defines life from where I sat. But you have a voice, too. And when you go back to your home communities, I want to admonish you all, whether it's the president in the East Room giving a press conference to the world, moving policy by the words he says, or the president standing up on the West Portico giving his second inaugural speech doing the same, setting an agenda for America, or whether it's someone having a cup of coffee in Ohio or Iowa or Nebraska or California or Wisconsin, all of you, every time you stand up for life, you move this American middle closer to having broad respect for life. And every time you shrink from that, the other side gains a little ground. Never, ever, ever back up and never, ever, ever give up. God bless you all for all you do.
Now you know why we've got some hope. We got some strong voices there. I see the Kansas sign over there.